Welcome back to It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And we have Dr. Suzanne Barchers with us. She is the Education Advisory Board Chair at Lingo Kids, an educational platform for children aged 2 to 8. She is the former editor-in-chief and vice president of Leapfrog Enterprises and managing editor at Weekly Reader, which Weekly Reader is like one of the best. I still love Weekly Reader, and we're reaching into our 40s and we still love Weekly Reader.
Multi-generational.
She is an award-winning author of more than 250 books for teachers and children and served on advisory boards for PBS and the Association of Educational Publishers. Wow, what a resume. Suzanne, welcome to KFGO Radio.
Thank you. It's great to talk with you this morning.
Okay, you really have quite the resume of teaching kids your whole life. How did this start?
Well, like many women in the 60s, there weren't a lot of options. You could be a secretary or a nurse or a teacher or a beautician is another avenue to follow. And my mother was a teacher, so that seemed like a logical choice. From there, I started writing after I finished my doctorate, and that led to some of the career choices that you mentioned, it's just all been great.
Suzanne, over the tenure of your career, you've seen some pretty dramatic changes in the way that we, you know, approach reading with children. I'm sure that when you first came in, they were just starting to phase out the, you know, see Jane Run books and things like that. I still had posters that hung up in my elementary school of those pieces to where we are today. Do you think that we're on a good footing at this point? Is there still a lot of work yet to be done to inspire children to read and to make the great next generation of readers?
I think there's always work. I think we see trends come and go, just like in math instruction these days. And the pendulum swings and we need to stay out of the way. So I always advocated having a lot of tricks in your pocket. I found that one of my sons learned to read very easily. The other one needed really direct, guided, day-to-day repetitive instruction. And there are kids nowadays, I think, with far more complex challenges, children who have autism or somewhere on the spectrum. And I think that's why it's really important to consider all kinds of ways to inspire children to read, one of which, of course, is reading aloud to them when they're very young so that they develop that love of story.
It seems like your newest endeavor is this Lingo Kids, which is an educational platform for children ages 2 to 8. Can you talk to us about this?
Sure. It offers users a wide variety of activities. There are the games that the kids love, which really helps develop their English skills, math skills, all the literacy, vocabulary development. And then there are opportunities to listen to songs, to listen to stories, yoga instruction, in fact, all kinds of things that might help children be calmer, learn more readily, and stay active, because we advocate that children not be on screens for a long period of time, but they move and dance and play. And that's one of the catchphrases for them is play learning. And to really play, you need to be moving and active for these young children. It's just critical.
Okay, so we actually called you because we wanted to know how we should be exercising our brain. In teaching kids how to exercise their brain through this Lingo Kids, which you can access at lingokids.com, or you can grab the app. There are a lot of apps out there, as you know. And so it gets a little overwhelming as a parent to try to figure out which ones are actually best for our kids. And so it's nice when we hear someone who has the background like you do tell us, hey, this is one to look at and to consider for your family. Have you learned anything along the way learning about how kids' brains need exercise? Have you learned anything for the adults? Have you picked up on anything through your research about what you should be doing too?
Sure. Well, one of the best things I did during COVID was homeschool two of my grandchildren. One was in fifth grade and one was in kindergarten. I used some of the content I developed, which was sometimes humbling, but it also reminded me of how we need to really think through what we're doing with children and making the best use of their time. They would arrive on Monday morning, and because they lived an hour away, they would stay until Thursday afternoon. So I was doing cooking and cleaning with them, and I liked to incorporate a lot of activities into their daily routines that would help them become more independent. So they helped me cook, and cooking is a great way to learn math. You're measuring, you're counting, you're sorting things, following simple recipes when they're reading. I had them do their own laundry. You can talk about colors and sizes, planning for your next day, which saves time in the morning. Busy families really need that extra time. And as the kids have figured out their outfits by color, purpose for the next day, the mornings go smoother. We played a lot of games together, a lot of card games. I still play card games with them even when they're the older ones. Ones are now in their 20s, and we play Five Crowns and Skip Bow and Gin Rummy, and I don't let them win, even at the earliest age. It's part of growing up, but we still laugh at how I've had some of the worst scores of everybody in the family. And I remember when the little one sometimes had tears in her eyes because she lost, and I thought, you know, next time you might win and I might be the loser, so that's okay. And travel, using that travel time with kids is really good when you're in the car. Now, having an app like Lingo Kids is great for those times when you're really rushed or really distracted because you have to pay attention to the GPS. But if you can, use that time to talk about what you're driving by. Do the old games like counting license plates from different states, those kinds of things. There's a great app, website rather, called Mom's Minivan, and they have wonderful games for travel. Also, I had the kids help me stay organized. Kids love to sort and pile and put things in bins. And you're not only having them use their brains to figure out what's the best way to do that, but they're also building lifelong skills that are going to help them as adults. I think for both adults and kids, learning a musical instrument is a great way to exercise the brain. You have to coordinate what you're seeing with what your hands are doing. If you're in a group, you have to collaborate, a choir, anything like that. You're activating so much at once. And I do teach some adults piano, and they pick it up fast because they can really focus. Kids are more easily distracted and hate to practice. But adults sometimes are more goal-oriented. And the whole process of music, getting up and performing in front of somebody, takes intense concentration. Same thing with sports. The group, the skills, all of those things that you bring to bear on working in a team, mastering skills, it all helps with the brain. And I'm addicted to jigsaw puzzles. So as an older person, I think those are great too for all ages.
I love it.
Suzanne, we've got a great company just out of Minnesota. Amy and I put together the North Dakota Jigsaw Puzzle Championship, and we got a great mom and pop business.
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's just four people trying to put a puzzle together as fast as you can.
And this mom and pop company out of Minnesota called Puzzle Twist makes a puzzle, but the image on the box doesn't match exactly the image that you're putting together. And so it really tests that brain in another way. So we'll have to get your address one of these days and send you one of these puzzles. You they're amazing.
I feel a little intimidated by the challenge aspect.
You know, it's surprising because when we first started using their puzzles, everybody said that. Everyone boo when we had announced that. But in fact, as people got sort of familiar with this idea or concept, they really came to realize that they concentrated much more on the pieces than the front of the box, and they didn't need to use the box for a reference. If you just look at the pieces, you can actually, it goes just as smoothly as trying to look at the box and look at the pieces. So I think you might be surprised.
I think I have to try that. I will definitely look that up. That'll be an extra challenge for me.
I love it. And we can't let you go without talking about Weekly Reader because as the managing editor at Weekly Reader, how long has that publication been around?
Well, I'm sorry to say that it has been consumed by Scholastic, so it's no longer an independent publication, but they celebrated their 100th year anniversary, I think in 2005 or 2004, just about the time I moved on to LeapFrog, and the legacy is incalculable. I mean, it's so many of us have warm memories of that, and that was the first mail I ever got addressed just to me because you used to be able to subscribe over the summer. And that was so exciting.
Yeah, I have fond memories of Weekly Reader too. And I'm sure JJ, you do as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I just wanted to say Scholastic does have great products and Weekly Reader fit really well into their lineup. So I don't want to sound like I was being dismissive. It's just that we do have warm memories for Weekly Reader.
Yeah. And I know it still comes home with my kiddos. It still comes home. And it's a different form than it used to be, I guess. You know, now it's just a kind of like a little newspaper that they get. I mean, it is still a wonderful little, I even was sitting next to someone waiting at a lesson. And there was another kid sitting beside me going through their Weekly Reader the other day. So it's still out there and kids are still enjoying it.
It's there.
Yes.
Yeah. Co-branded, but that's the way life is sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Dr. Barchers, thanks so much for being with us here on It Takes Two with Amy and JJ. We appreciate your time today. And if people want to check out Lingo Kids, you can just visit their website at lingokids.com. And Dr. Barchers, thanks again.
Thank you.